Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. Chapter 4. Miguel Ruiz, What's in the Water? Hello everyone, welcome to Tabitha Stories podcast and the series On The Go. On today's episode, I will be interviewing Miguel Ruiz. When I was at Fresno City College and I was wrestling with the team my freshman year over there, I met Miguel, and he was someone who I looked up to since the first time I met him. Because he had just this way of being that allowed me to see that he was like an older brother in the wrestling team, and he had much knowledge, wisdom, and life experience to share. I cannot describe how honored I am to get Miguel to the podcast today with us, and to have him here to share his story with us. Thank you for your time, and thank you for being part of Tabitha Stories. It's nice to have you on the podcast, Miguel.
Hey, Gustavo. Thanks, man. It's really great to be on here. It's great to see you. It's been, I don't even know how long, like what, 3-4 years now?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like 3 years. I think it was 2018 last time I saw you. 2018. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been a while, because I left Fresno. It was like, I left Fresno like the summer of like 2019. So yeah, it's been a minute, but it's good to see you. It's good to see that you have everything going on with your podcast. I always see your posts, and I mean, you're doing awesome, man.
Thank you. And I'm interested in hearing your story on, I would say, how did you start wrestling to start off the podcast? Can you tell us how did you, your story in wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll give you like my whole background, right? So I was born and raised in Madera, California. probably like in like seventh or eighth grade, so like middle school. And I mean, I was horrible. I was really, really bad. As we kind of like all are when we first start, or at least like most of us. And you know, it wasn't until really like eighth grade, that I got like pretty serious with it. And it was because, you know, one of my coaches and, you know, one of my best friends to this day, you know, kind of brought me on. And, you know, my best friend's dad was, you know, a big mentor to me. And, you know, he kept me in the sports. I had horrible grades, but he, you know, kept me, I guess, he believed in me, I guess you would say. He believed in me. So, you know, he kept me attached. And, you know, I went on into high school, wrestled 4 years in high school. And then it got to the point where I was a senior and, you know, my dad was a little sick. So I had like two choices, right? It was either I, you know, go into school, or, you know, I go into the military. You know, at that point, you know, with my dad being sick, I didn't see, you know, I saw the value in going to school. I just didn't see the value in it at that point, because I, you know, I wanted to at least provide for my family a little bit. So I enlisted in the military, so I could at least help out my parents, with like my dad's, well, my parents' like bills that were coming in. So I did. I enlisted in the military in 2013. Went through basic training fall of 2013 to 2014. I was, you know, I was stationed in Italy. I was in the 173rd Airborne Brigade. It was, you know, it was a great time. I was, you know, jumping out of airplanes. I was, traveling the world, and I was, you know, part of a team. You know, I know we're talking about wrestling, but I mean, that's how I kind of alluded into there. You know, when it got to, let's say 2017, 2016, end of like 2016, I was coming up on the end of my enlistment, and, you know, I had like two choices again. So I'm, you know, I'm back at this, at this, at, you know, at this road, and there's two splits. And, you know, it's like, okay, do I stay in the military? Do I get out, go back to school? And, you know, the same, you know, coach, mentor that I had, back in, you know, middle school to high school. And I stayed in contact with him, and, like stayed in contact with my best friend as well. So, you know, we kind of decided we would end up getting out, together. We went in together. We ended up getting out together. You know, he ended up, getting out, going to Harvard. I went to, you know, Fresno City College, and, you know, I was like, should I try wrestling again? You know, a little bit older, gained a little bit of more pounds, but, you know, I was like, let's test it out. So, you know, that's how I got into Fresno City and wrestled there for 2 years. But yeah, so it was that's the whole wrestling part of my story.
Yeah, and when your dad was sick, did you know what he had? Like, what was happening?
So I know it was my mom always gives me a hard time for this. I don't know the exact like illness that he had. But it was with his lungs, and I remember it was like my like junior or senior year in high school. I remember it more during my senior year, 'cause you know, that's when he went to the hospital, had to get both of his lungs checked out. He wasn't a smoker, never smoked in his life. But he was just exposed to like different chemicals, you know, and this is my thinking. He was exposed to a lot of chemicals, throughout his lifetime. He's a truck driver. He's worked in, you know, as a mechanic, he's worked in like, you know, very like blue collar jobs. And, you know, with that, I just think like over the time he was exposed. So I remember in, you know, senior year, he had to go to the hospital. They had to check out his lungs. And, you know, when they tested one of them, I think like one of them, like collapsed, and it was, you know, I was super scared, super worried, and all during that time, you know, I was finishing up with school, and then I think I had like the state tournament coming up and all that stuff. So, you know, a lot of things going on. So, you know, I don't know his illness, but he's a lot better now. You know, to this day, he's, you know, he had a double lung transplant while I was in the military, and it was pretty crazy, because I remember the exact time is, you know, I was doing, I was in the army, We're doing some trainings out in Bulgaria. We're, flying around in like Black Hawks, doing a bunch of like trainings. And I remember like my mom sending me a text, and I had this like little beater phone, and I would just like put in like different like international like SIM cards into it anytime I went to like a new country. That way I could at least like, stay in contact with my parents. And she shot me a text, and she was like, "Hey, your dad's gonna go into surgery, this and this date." And I was extremely worried. I was extremely worried. I was, doing all these like missions at the night. I'm like, thinking about like, myself, but like also like my team and all this stuff. And, I wanted to go back home, but, I decided to stay, there in the training. And, thank God he ended up coming out, and he was good. And, he was healthy. And to this day, I thank God that he's still alive. So.
Yeah, well, it sounds like times when you're doing something and you're far away from your family, and you don't know, you don't know what's going to happen. And
No, definitely. It was it's I think like since like I was like 18, 19 years old, I mean, I've been pretty much away from my family. I like I said, I was away. I was in Georgia, for boot camp, airborne school, and then as soon as that, I was straight to Italy and spent like roughly 3 years in Italy. Well, the rest of like my contract in Italy. And I went home a couple times, but it's always difficult being away from your family. But it's like, you always think to yourself like, okay, well, this sucks. I wish I could see my family more. But I know what I'm doing is gonna, it's gonna benefit me in the long run. It's gonna help me. So I always try to just, I guess, remember that.
Yeah, and how were the times when you would come to visit your family after being away from them? How were those times for you?
They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. Obviously, seeing my parents was always a great time. Just seeing my family in general. But every time, you go back home, it's things are kind of the same, but they're not the same because your parents are getting older, your siblings are getting older, and to you still see them as like how they were. Like my youngest brother, I still see him like when he was like 10 years old, and he used to hold up his little medal to me, like after he finished like a tournament. So when I would leave and then come back home, I'd see him, and I'm just like, oh my God, dude, like you're almost like my high now. So it was, I would say like those times were always like very, very weird. But it was cool because I mean, it was a good time to see the family. Yeah, leave it as that.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like shocking in a way to go and come back and you see your brothers, they grew up a little bit more, or you come and you see a beard and then you're like, oh wow, what happened here?
Yeah, I know what's going on. What's in the water?
Yeah,